Hey there, guys. I wanted to drop in real quick to talk to you about a brand new offer that I've put together just for you. It truly is going to revolutionize the way that you do business. I am offering a 90-minute strategy session that's also going to give you a visual roadmap that will guide you over the next 6 months to be able to accomplish any author goal you want to make happen. So here's the thing. We all need some one-on-one guidance sometimes. And the whole idea behind this is to give you the one-on-one personalized experience that you're really craving and get you on the road to your greatest success, right? That's all we really want for you. So if you're curious about how this is going to work, head over to authorrevolution.org/visual map and learn more about it today.
Welcome to the Author Revolution podcast, where change is not just embraced, it's celebrated. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling author, indie author coach, and your navigator through the ever-evolving landscape of authorship. Are you ready to harness the power of your mind and the latest innovations in technology for your writing journey? If you're passionate about manifesting your dreams and pioneering new writing frontiers, then you're in the perfect place. Here, we merge the mystical woo of writing with the exciting advancements of the modern world. We dive into the realms of mindset, manifestation, and the transformative magic that occurs when you believe in the impossible. We also venture into the world of futuristic technologies and strategies, preparing you for the next chapter in your author career. Every week, we explore new ways to revolutionize your writing and publishing experience. From AI to breakthrough thinking, this podcast is your gateway to a world where creativity meets innovation. Whether you're penning your first novel, or expanding your literary empire, whether you're a devotee of the pen or a digital storyteller, this podcast is where your author revolution gains momentum. So join me in this journey to continue growth and transformation. It's time to redefine what it means to be an author in today's dynamic world. This is the Author Revolution Podcast, and your author revolution starts now. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Author Revolution podcast. I am super excited to talk to you guys today. I know I say that every week, but I can't help it. I really am excited to talk with you about today's topic, today's weird maybe thing. Okay, so over the course of the year, I guess, maybe the beginning part of this year, I've been working on my mindset in a new way. And I've been doing a lot of inner work and trying to, you know, come up with my own ways of communicating to my higher self or to tap into my creativity or be able to just like let go of some of the resistance I continue to feel and I'm not sure how to release, right? So everybody has a like these resistance things, and sometimes we can't always put a full perspective on it, I guess. And sometimes we need to just have a little bit of guidance or a little bit of help. Well, I see repeated cycles that happen through my life, and I see repeated cycles that happen in, you know, authorship or in author revolution or in how I'm handling certain aspects. So I know that from, you know, obviously dealing with Tammy and working with her and hearing her wonderful insights and, you know, having her hypnosis that I've been doing for a long time now, there's been a lot of shifts, like a lot of internal shifts that happen when you are surrendering to something bigger than yourself, when you're kind of just going along for the ride and trusting that things are going to work themselves out, you know, trusting that process. And one of the interesting developments that's happened over recent weeks, like we're talking literally 2 weeks now, is that every day I started to, rather than just doing a hypnosis from like your future self, or rather than just doing a meditation from your future self, or one of the programs that I've done, or even one of the other meditations that I love through other people. I love Kelly Howell, for instance. Her meditations are amazing. But instead of doing those, or I guess I should say in addition to doing those, because I do both, I started incorporating a morning practice where either right before my workout or right after my workout, depending on how I feel, like if I'm guided to do it before, I'll do it before. If I feel like, nope, do the workout first, whatever, I do it that way. So I've been sitting down. I've been getting like my binaural app out, putting my AirPods in on like do not disturb mode or whatever it's called. And in doing that, I then sit down with like a theta binaural beat. And that's all I do. It's like 4.0 hertz. And close my eyes, tap into, I guess, the universal energies, my higher self. Like I invite, you know, my guides, I invite the God, goddess, you know, universal energies, whatever I want, I guess, to come into this sacred space. I call in money. I call in a lot of different entities from time to time. It just depends on how I'm feeling. But what's happened over the past 2 weeks is this really profound shift where in the past, you know, I have plans, I have goals, I'm a Virgo, I like strategy, I'm very high strategic. And so I have like all these things that I'm working on and trying to accomplish. And so what happens is I get lost in the weeds. I'm so busy doing that I'm not tapped in enough, I feel, to the universal guidance that's trying to come through. And during the course of this time frame, I guess what's really happened is it's enlightened me to this process, right? It's enlightened me to tap into my inner wisdom, to tap into the universal wisdom, to tap into the universal guidance that is out there ready to support. And it's so strange because I teach this, right? I teach this all the time and I know what this feels like. But sometimes in the teaching of it, and as you describe it, you know what's going on, you know how it all comes together. But in the real life grind, in the way that things operate, in the way that we do things, sometimes we forget how it works or we get sucked into this egoic state, right? So the ego takes hold, it grips you, and now you're in the maze, the maze where you can't quite get out of it unless you have certain tools, unless you have certain ways to be able to recognize the cues and the things that are happening. And now what's interesting is I started this process right around the same time frame as reading the book of The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. And this book was recommended to me by a dear student and friend of mine, Camilla. And I've enjoyed reading this book because it has enlightened me into some of the psychological ways that we have been helping our students, first of all, because we have tools in our courses, Tammy and I. So in the Abundant Author courses or in the Millionaire Author courses, it's not just about, you know, talking about things. It's not just about the hypnosis or the meditations. We also have other games, is what I call them, in the courses that people can use in order to elevate their vibe, to shift their thoughts, to create a different reality than what they perceive right now, right? So when you're in a state of panic or, you know, why me, or you're in some of the lower octaves of the emotional scale, you can work your way back up out of it, right? And now what's interesting is that this book, The Tools, has and utilizes some very specific, what I would call games, to be able to play mental games or mental strategies to get out of certain situations, you know, like anxiety, or if you're kind of getting stuck and feel stuck in your career, or feel stuck in your life, or if you have performance anxiety or whatever, there are different tools in order to elevate, in order to shift that thought form so that you're not cycling around in a maze that you can't get out of. Because as we know, law of attraction, likes are attracted to likes. So as you start to spiral into the maze of, you know, negative, limiting beliefs and all the things, more of those types of thoughts of that kind of frequency are going to join it. And so when you can deliberately and consciously choose a different, better feeling thought, you are, number one, changing your neural pathways. You're changing the way that you think and perceive of the world. Number two, you are literally pulling yourself out of what could be, you know, hours, days, weeks of ruminating on something, depending on the type of person you are. And so you time collapse that. You are now in a place where you can spot it. You know the cues. You have a tool or a game in place and you can shift. So that's been really fascinating. And as I've been working through the tools in the book, I've found other tools on their website that apparently have even more tools. It's pretty cool. I've been utilizing that in my meditations and I've been doing a lot of inner work trying to see, you know, where am I holding myself back? Where am I trying to like protect myself from an egoic or subconscious level? And we all do this, right? We're all trying to keep ourselves from harm, keep ourselves from feeling bad, keep ourselves from you know, feeling any kind of pain. And so it's all about looking at it slightly differently, shifting your perspective. We talk a lot about that on the podcast because I think perspectives are so fascinating because you can see things from different perspectives as authors, right? We can see things from our various characters' perspectives and how the reader is going to perceive this and how it's going to feel when they, you know, understand this huge plot twist that you just put in, all the things. Like, we as authors have it so much easier than I think, you know, a stereotypical person who's maybe in finance has the option to do. We are already creative thinkers. So what's happened then throughout this process, this desire came up very early on in the process of doing the 2 weeks of meditating on my own. And the idea was, I need to just like have this radical decision moment. So remember, your decision is a superpower that we all have, but have this radical decision of surrendering to universal guidance. So what do I mean by that? As that Virgo, as that double Virgo, as that high strategic, I have all these plans, I have all these things, I'm working all the stuff, I'm trying to get it all done, I'm trying to do it all. And I love it to a degree, but it still at times feels like spinning wheels, right? It still feels like I'm doing the same types of things. I'm not allowing myself to grow beyond what I know. And I'm not change averse. I actually am someone who really enjoys change. I love the surprise that changes can bring. I love surprises that, you know, even big shakeup things can bring. So like when the trees fell on my cars, I was actually somewhat excited because I knew that meant new cars, right? So it's like you understand that on the other side of change, there's new exciting things that are coming. And I think that's why I can take a look at things like AI and not be scared of them. I can take a look at, you know, different ways that things are getting shaken up and actually be excited for what's to come. And I'm not feeling that way when I try to control the way that my career is working, the way that my books are coming out, the way that things are going to go like this and then like that and then whatever. And while I teach how to plan these things, the strategy aspect is solid, it's sound. But I've decided for myself at this point in my career, rather than focusing on, you know, nonstop production, nonstop creating different things that I'm already aware of, I'm going to surrender to universal guidance. And whatever comes up in these meditations, these quiet moments, I'm going to follow through with. Like, even if it just seems weird, right? Even if it just seems random, even if it just seems like it's not even entirely tied to whatever I'm asking about in my meditation or my life at all. So some of the things that have come through are things like connecting with people I haven't talked to for a really long time, connecting to students who I know I want to check in on because they've been on my mind and I want to make sure that they're doing okay, connecting in on bigger events. So like International Women's Day was last Friday, and I got this nudge to create the video that you might have seen on social media where Emma Desi and Joe Buer and Tammy Tyree and myself, we all got together and we created this International Women's Day video. Like, it didn't go to anything. It wasn't meant for anything other than to be uplifting, right? I've gotten new ideas for ways to be able to generate income, new ways to be able to create different like masterminds and classes. So like in this meditation last week, I had this idea that I need to start like elevating the community more. I need to start bringing like actual energy work to this process. And we do this a little bit in our group coaching sessions. So like in the Millionaire Author Squad for the Millionaire Author Manifestation course, or in Rapid Release Roadmap, when we come into these things, there's always an intention there. There's always like an elevated, like let's bring up the vibe of everyone in this room, help them to receive what they're trying to pull in, help them with their manifestations or their desires. You know, in Rapid Release Roadmap, we're a little bit more focused on the strategy or what's happening for books, because not everyone's into manifestation in that particular course, but they're still underlying, like I'm intending that they are going to elevate. I'm intending that their desires and their manifestations, even if they don't call it that, are coming to fruition. However, I had this idea through the meditation to create a mastermind where we come together and utilize a tool similar to the book called The Power of Eight. So if any of you know of Lynn McTaggart, She's got this book called The Power of Eight, and the concept is you bring a small group of people who have like mind, who have desires to be able to elevate the energies of the world, the energies of their community. It can be bigger, larger community, or like literally the indie author community, or themselves, right? So we come in, and there's no lessons other than what gets brought up in the sessions. But the goal is that each of these people, then the eight people in the session, are going to elevate each other's intentions. So we're going to hold a couple of minutes to elevate the indie author community. We're going to hold a couple of minutes to elevate the world. And then we're going to share what it is that we're trying to bring in right now for ourselves, for our author careers, for our book, whatever is actually coming up. And then if there's obviously something even more pressing, like someone's sick, or we're afraid that, you know, something on a mammogram might be a little bit weird, like things like that come up, right? I have a friend and student who also had that happen. And so the goal then is to have all eight of us focus on the intention of elevating it and helping to bring that manifestation to reality faster. Because the concept is that the more people who are focused at the same time, the higher the elevation. And that's kind of like, it felt like the next stage of the Millionaire Author Manifestation course, the next phase of how we get this even bigger, even bolder, even step into a greater awareness of what we're capable of. So that kind of came through. And then I got ideas about, you know, I've been playing around with the idea of doing masterclasses each month. So like small classes, right? And I've been feeling this urge to do more than one, but part of me is like, yeah, but then I have to do like, you know, all the setup for it and all the emails and trying to get people to sign up and all the things. But I was like, will they want that? Do they want that many things? And my inner being, I guess, my guides, my whatever, are like, just do it and allow the right people to come in. I'm like, okay, I will do it. So then I got a great idea of all the sessions and what they're going to be called and how it's going to work. Here's a little hint. It's going to be called Consulting the Oracle. And we're going to be talking about all the different like microwaves we can use, you know, ChatGPT to create certain elements of our author career and how it can help us to, you know, elevate what we're doing, how it can support us, how it's here to be a guide, a friend, you know, whatever you want to call it, to what we're trying to create. And so there's going to be some of those. And then obviously I have been doing my audiobooks for a really long time. Got the idea to create and push an audiobook course. Now, this was actually a little bug that went into my ear a while back from one of my students, Heather. She said that she would really love to see how the process works. So now I'm going to be putting that together. But it doesn't feel like, oh, now I have to add this new thing. It feels like it's aligned. It feels like the energy is flowing for it. It feels like it's connected, like everything is coming together. So what I'm trying to get at for this prospect, for you to be able to understand how it works, is that rather than forcing, rather than, you know, making decisions and then feeling like I am tripping myself up a little bit, I'm going to let the decisions come from the universe. Does that make sense? So I'm basically surrendering, letting go, because that's my word of the year, right? The need to control all the things. And I think sometimes that works better for people. And it might be working better for you too. But remember, your decision is still yours. You can still make the decision to have your book published, you know, May 1st, and it's going to come out hell or high water, and it can be fine and it can work. I just know how over the years, how I have been feeling a little bit like, I don't even know. It doesn't feel stuck. It just feels uninspired at this point. Does that make sense? And I'm looking for more inspiration. I'm looking for like more connection. I'm looking for more elevation and feeling of like real true excitement over the author career, over what I'm doing, over all the things. And like the last time I felt that way was when we're talking about Millionaire Author Manifestation, when we're getting things going, when we're, you know, digging in, and I'm so excited to be able to teach this stuff to my students. And I'm like, okay, so if that's the energy and the vibe that I want to feel, that means having to tap into that belief, having to tap into that knowing of how it feels, having to like lean back and trust that the universe is going to guide me. And it does. Like it has so many times in my life. And so I'm just like, we've got plans. There are things in motion. There are things that are still going to like come about because they are a part of my process now. They're not necessarily new decisions I have to make. It's not like a new book I have to create or whatever. So I'm trusting as that's going that each new thing is going to come up. So when Midlife Wolf Bond is done, for instance, I am leaving it open to the universe to decide what's the next book creation. Like, is it going to be my nonfiction book? Is it going to be the Dirty Developments book, the rom-com? What is it going to be? Like, what's flowing? How am I meant to work it? Or is it going to be something I haven't even thought of yet? Tammy has talked about, like, she's been getting inspiration about doing a book together. And so we'll see if that comes up as well. Like, I just don't know. And there's a little bit of excitement about that, right? Because when we surrender our control, all of a sudden now the same thing, like the same process becomes an exploration. It becomes like, what? How's the universe going to surprise me this time with this thing, right? So my goal is to kind of experiment with this. Not kind of, I am experimenting with it. So that I can bring back to you, like in a year's time even, how has my life changed or altered because I chose to surrender? What does my life look like a year from now because of that decision and all the things that I created in that process? Like what is it going to look like? And so even if nothing changed, I have a feeling that the internal situation and how I'm feeling about my life and about my connection to the author community, to myself, to my family, to the universe, whatever, I have a feeling it's going to amplify. And it already has. Like, it's been 2 weeks and it already has. Yesterday, I was in a meditation. I did my meditation for 30 minutes and I got a couple of great insights. It was interesting. But it wasn't until about an hour afterward that all of a sudden I kept getting all sorts of like ideas. Like they weren't me trying to create them. It wasn't me trying to generate them. They were just flowing. And so I was taking notes on my phone and I was trying to get everything written down as it was coming in. It was like a good hour of things just flowing to me. And what's really interesting about that is that like these were ideas that I hadn't even considered. These were things that just kind of came in and we're like, try this. You're going to have fun with this. You'll enjoy this. And it's becoming now more apparent to me that as I receive this set of insights, the goal really then is to connect that higher part of myself that taps into the universal flow, the universal energies in a much deeper way. And I'm someone who can feel that anyway. I'm someone who obviously teaches it because I get it from a logical standpoint as well as a spiritual standpoint, but it's almost as if I'm being guided to go deeper. And so it's been really cool and it's been really interesting and it's been really kind of almost scary, but not quite scary, right? It's like, oh, you want to take the control. Okay, here you go. Like, okay. So at any rate, that decision, that radical decision is something that's played in my head for a while. Like as I've been digging through manifestation, as I've been playing around with the concepts, as I've been adding new tools, as I've been reading new books, that idea has been there. And I think this is the first time I've really decided to go ahead and surrender to it. Does that make sense? So here I go. Here goes nothing. You'll start probably seeing some new things coming from me this year. And when you do, you can probably just go, yep, she was guided to do that because she hasn't been doing that sort of thing before. So that's the goal. That's the way things are working. Now, how it's going to impact my author career, I don't know yet. How it's going to impact Author Revolution, I don't know yet. But I'm definitely open to seeing how it plays out. And I'm excited to see what comes of it. Because now it's just a surprise, right? It's going to be interesting to unwrap what the universe is gifting me. And I hope that you're thinking about like, how could you incorporate small ways to do that too? Because I think the more we as people, so not even just authors, we as people begin to lean into some of those higher parts of ourselves, the parts that really do feel connected to all, we start to see a shift, not only in our author careers, not only in the way we feel about our author careers, but we start seeing a shift in the world itself. And I think that's the bigger, broader thing that we're all trying to do, right? We're trying to create a world that is much more inclusive, much more aligned, much more a reflection of who we really are and who we want to be, versus allowing it to drag us down in all the ways that it very well could. Like, if our ego had any say about it, like, look around at politics, look around at, you know, the countries in the world, look around at how things are operating, look around at societies built right now and all the things. It has the opportunity to drag us down with it. But it's our job to know that we can shift it and to perceive a better place, a better version of reality. And so I think the more of us that do it, the more of us that start to rely on the universal guidance, the better off we're going to be. And our author careers are going to flourish. If nothing else, you're going to start getting some insights and ideas to your stories you have never thought before. And you don't even have to be dreaming in order to get some of these great insights. You can be wide awake if you wanted to, and all of a sudden be getting ideas about how your stories can connect, how they can have a plot twist, like all the things start just flowing. And it's just so much fun when that happens because it's exciting. It's like all of a sudden that hit of inspiration that we're all kind of searching for. And it happens over and over because now we're tapped into that universal flow. So I hope you'll think about maybe following me, even if it's just a little bit, and trying out like those little universal nudges when they come, like rather than going, oh yeah, I'm going to do it, you know, at some point, write it down. And like, give yourself a deadline, like within the next 2 days, I'm going to be doing these things or whatever it is. And so for me, it would spend the same thing. When it comes through in that meditation, I write it down, I make a plan to enact it. And that's what I've been up to. And that's how I've been operating for the past 2 weeks. That's how I plan to move forward as things are going. And we'll just see what comes of it. Let's play around with energies, right? Oh, one of the other things that I decided to do, come to think of it, and I was just like nudged to share, was I was talking with Bonnie Paulson. We were talking about my ads and we were working through like how that whole system is going to work for this next month. And she was like, you know, you're doing some really cool things with meditation and hypnosis. You should really create a YouTube channel just for that, so that people have like this ability to come in and try out your meditations and hypnosis and then learn about the program, your future self. And so I was like, that's a really good idea. And I could just tell by the way the energy was that was like the universe speaking through her. So I went ahead and I created the YouTube channel. It's got like the first set of video meditations. It's not really a video, you know what I mean? It's like, it's still a meditation, you close your eyes, or it's still hypnosis from Tammy. And it's just like a little taste of what we're doing inside your future self. And if you're interested in it, the channel itself is called Author Manifestations, and it's Author Manifestations from Author Revolution. So you can see everything kind of going in there. I think there's 3 hypnoses and meditations for free out there right now if you want to check it out. Or maybe there's 4, because I think I included the morning meditation as well. So you can check that out. There's all sorts of new and interesting ways we're going to be bringing a lot of this stuff to the author community. And I'm just really excited to see where it goes, because these are new things. Like, I've never done some of these things before, and it just feels exciting and a little bit scary. It's kind of cool. So check that out. And in the meantime, be watching for new things like the masterclasses that are coming out, the mastermind. If you're interested in joining the mastermind, we start in April. So you're going to want to like email me, carissa@authorrevolution.org, and just say, I'm in, I'd like to check out that mastermind, and I will let you know how that goes. And yeah, so it's just like all sorts of things are coming together, and it just feels like this year is meant to elevate. This year is meant to bring more energy in a good way to the way that the world works, to the indie author community. Yes, but it feels bigger than that. It feels bigger than just like the small community that we're in. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Well, guys, that's been my past 2 weeks. It's my update. It's my radical decision. that I'm going to support the universe and allow it to support me. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm sure there'll be more updates coming through when I talk about, you know, different things. But in the meantime, I'm rolling with it and I'm going to enjoy it and see what happens. If you'd like to download the transcript to today's podcast episode, you can head over to authorrevolution.org/226. Otherwise, I will also have links there to like the Power of Eight. If you wanted to check out that book, if you wanted to check out the tools, I will have that there as well. And just know that like we've got so many cool things that are coming your way in the near future. And who knows what kind of cool things are going to come through. Like the whole point of this is that when you surrender to the universe, anything is possible, like limitless possibilities. So who knows where this is going to lead, but I'm excited to find out. All right, guys, have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy writing your stories. Enjoy building your author career. Enjoy playing around with the concept of surrendering to universal guidance. And go forth and start your author revolution.
Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable, long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course, plus I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today.